Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, September 2nd, 2016, Eagles, their greatest hits, 1971 through 1975, returns to the Billboard 200 album chart, thanks to a 99-cent sale price in the Google Play Store. The album, released in 1976, was already the largest-selling album in history. On this day in 2013, Elton John receives the first-ever Brits Icon Award for artists who have had a lasting impact on UK culture. Rod Stewart presented the citation to Sir Elton, calling him the second best rock singer ever. On this day in 2004, 66-year-old Tyrone Davis, who scored a number one R&B hit in 1970 with Turn Back the Hands of Time, suffers a stroke and is admitted to Mount Sinai Hospital in Chicago after feeling ill at a Labor Day weekend concert in New Orleans. He would never recover and die 6 months later. On this day in 2000, Madonna's newest CD, Music, rises to number one in England, making her the first female to top the UK album chart 10 times. On this day in 1978, George Harrison marries Olivia Trinidad Arias, a secretary at his Dark Horse record company. Also on this day in 1978, Teddy Pendergrass, the former lead singer of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, promotes his latest album, Life is a Song Worth Singing, by performing a concert for women only. The gimmick is so successful, further shows of a similar nature play to sold-out audiences. And on this day, September 2nd, 1968, The Doors are forced to perform as a trio at a concert in Amsterdam after lead singer Jim Morrison collapses while dancing to the music of what San Francisco supergroup? Don't let dancing to the music fool you. It's not Sly and the Family Stone. The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, September 2nd, 1968, The Doors are forced to perform as a trio in a concert in Amsterdam after lead singer Jim Morrison collapses while dancing during the Jefferson Airplanes performance. Here's Grace Lick and the boys with Somebody to Love.
When the truth is found to be